love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, and I'm your Walk the Talk host, Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen. Hey there, how you doing? Joe Barnes here, and welcome to today's podcast. I want to talk about surrounding yourself with people who support your dreams. Gosh, there is nothing more debilitating, is there, than if you feel like you're forging ahead all on your own. What's even worse is when you have some amazing goals and dreams and you feel absolutely convinced that you can do them, but everybody around you is telling you that you are crazy. I've been there. I just want to say I have been there. I remember distinctly when I actually decided to give up my job and start my own business. And I had two friends of mine who were a couple that lived around the corner from me, who I loved to death, and I know they loved me also. But they spent many a night in the weeks leading up to me actually packing up my job, telling me that this was the biggest mistake I was ever going to make. How did I think I was going to be able to start a business with no prior experience? How did I think I was going to be successful when I didn't have an awful lot of money behind me? Where was I going to get customers? How was I going to run the business on my own? I was a people person, you know, how could I do it without a team of people around me? All this kind of stuff. They came up with every possible reason why it would not work. And of course, this was based on their own fear. Not on my fears. Their whole thought process was based on the fear they felt. And I don't, to be honest with you, to this day, I don't really know did they feel they were going to lose me as a friend? Did they feel I was going to be more successful than them? I have no idea. But it was all based on their own fears. I, of course, went ahead and set up my business, and I haven't looked back since. I've now run multiple businesses. But also, I'll tell you another quick story. I remember a time when I said to somebody who was very close to me, very special to me at the time, that I wanted, if I ever had children, I wanted to raise them overseas in a warm and sunny country so that they would grow up living more outdoors than indoors. That I wanted to be able to live near a beach or on a beach. That I wanted to be able to travel the world. And I had all these dreams. And I distinctly remember that person actually laughing and telling me to get out of dreamland and live in the real world. Well, right now, today, I'm walking around recording this podcast in the lounge of my house in Phuket, Thailand. My swimming pool out the back looks very blue and inviting, I have to say. I'm 20 minutes from the beach. I live on a marina with millionaire, billionaire boats out there. Not one of them is mine, by the way, but very inspirational if you want to get down there and write a blog post. I travel the world. I've raised my daughter here. You know, and that's it. So you're going to get people who are going to tell you it can't be done. Everywhere you go, everything you do, you are going to have people who are going to tell you that what you want to achieve cannot be achieved. It cannot be done. In particular, it cannot be done by you. And they'll give you all the different reasons why. And you just have to remember that it can be done and that you can be the one to do it. This is where you have to really believe in yourself with so much power and strength that there's nothing anybody else can tell you. And let me tell you, when that other person that's telling you you can't is somebody very, very special to you and they are in your life constantly, it's very, very difficult to get out of that negativity. But my friend, the only way out of it is out of it. If you are with somebody who does not support and believe in your goals and dreams, then somewhere down the line, you have either got to completely turn them around or you're going to have to make some hard decisions. So that's it. Just a really short one today. I just wanted to get on and say to you, look, you know what? You can do it. You can get out there and do everything you want to do. Don't let anybody else inflict their limiting beliefs on you. And please remember that whenever somebody else is saying something that's negative or down or low, it is their own limiting beliefs. And unfortunately, sometimes you're going to have to make some hard decisions, maybe change your friendship circles. And the biggest piece of advice I can give you is surround yourself with people who are going to support you. get into networking groups online, go on to meetup.com and have a look and see what's going on in your local area. Go and invest in a course online that's got a whole community that comes with it of people who are chasing the same dream as you are. And just surround yourself and fuel your mind on a daily basis with people who have already done or are doing exactly what it is you want to do, and other people who are on exactly the same journey as you are. That's it, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day, whatever it is you're doing. Of course, make it happen. And I'll speak to you again on the next podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It literally takes a tenth of a second to hit those little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors, so please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a microangel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast. And in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.